Aprobado por aclamación.
Approved by acclamation. These were the sounds coming out of the OAS 39 General Assembly, dissolving the 1962 resolution that excluded Cuba from the Inter-American system.
Today, it's clear that without the commitment of all the countries, and certainly with the Caribbean countries, we would not have been able to reach a consensus agreement.
Ambassador Hector Morales, OAS permanent representative from the United States, commenting on that ruling. His remarks were reflected in the actual language of yesterday's judgment. The document referenced the Fifth Summit of the Americas in Trinidad and Tobago as an event that showed, quote, member states wish to establish a revitalized and ample framework of cooperation in the hemispheric relations, unquote. It is important to note that the new Cuba resolution requires a process of dialogue with the OAS. These talks will happen within the framework of the organization and can only be initiated by the government of Cuba. It is only after that that Cuba can fully participate in the Organization of American States. A decision on the host for the Sixth Summit of the Americas also came out of yesterday's meetings. The next gathering of the hemisphere's leaders will take place in the OAS member state of Colombia. Reporting from San Pedro Sula, Honduras, this is Kern Stanley.